get up, get up, get up. You might hear a little bit of a breeze. Where am I? On the side of a race, on the side of a mountain. No, I'm outside. I'm looking at two electricians. We're getting Starlink fitted, which means that no technical hitches anymore on the show here in rural farmyard world of the Get Up and Run podcast. Right, this also means new for January. At one point we'll be doing the podcast with a few of the guests on a YouTube. We've already got a YouTube channel. I won't bother going on it at the moment, it's a bit shit, but we'll be able to have the guests on in a sort of like a Zoom. I don't know how all this works, but anyway, get up. Listen, today's show is with Hannah Beecham from Red January, and it's a corker. The brilliant thing about Red January is it's about movement, not that kind of movement. Listen, come on, can we just try properly with a show? Can we? Anyway, listen. It's about movement in January. A lot of challenges at the start of the year can seem a little bit overwhelming, with people asking for big miles and things like that. The Red January is about movement. So, listen to this. If you've only just started your running journey, or if you want to just do walking, or if you've got friends and family, or some elderly, or somebody who hasn't got very good health, like myself, it's about movement. So you can do stretches, you can do other hobbies, and it's all about community. Anyway, if I talk too much, I've talked too much about the show. So there we are. Get up. Thanks ever so much, Hannah, and have a listen to the Get Up and Run podcast. This episode was brought to you by the lovely people at Olodance Wearable Stereo. If you're seeking superior sound and quality and comfort while staying aware during your outdoor runs or walks, look no further than Olodance OWS headphones. Listen to this. You've also got cutting-edge adaptability. I said such a... Why is that such a difficult word for me to say? It also gives you the style. It's perfect for whenever you're outdoors or out in sight on your daily grind. I wear them whenever I'm out walking the dog, so I'm still aware whenever I'm on the back lanes and so on, but I also wear it whenever I'm listening to a bit of an audible tape, or to increase my ego listening to myself on the podcast that I'm actually talking to you about now. How on earth do I do that? Anyway, but yeah, the sound is, it's brilliant. I think fantastic. You've got some really good offers. The extended battery life will take you to the end of an ultra marathon, which is brilliant, or longer than the big shop in Asda. And then if you want something budget friendly, there's also the OWS one is your go-to choice. So why wait? Click on the link in the podcast for your OWS headphones now, and elevate your music or your audible experience whilst keeping the surroundings in check. Get up then. I'll put the link in the notes for you now. Hi, Hannah.
Oh, hello. That works seamlessly.
Oh, do you know what? It never does. I've been walking around the house trying to find a good enough signal. My house is some sort of, I don't know, technology sort of bubble where we're unable to get signal. So this is good. This is good.
Oh, how good. Are you doing? Oh, Hugh, I'm doing well, thank you. Riding by the seat of my pants at this time of year, but other than that,
doing well. Ready to step into it, yeah. Brilliant.
Oh, definitely, definitely. How are you?
I'm all right, yeah, I'm all right. I've got a... my next CT scan is in March. I've got... I'm still stage four, you know, it's inoperable. And the last CT scan showed progression on the liver, but it's not big enough for chemo to take place. Otherwise, the chemo isn't as efficient as what it'd be. So it's like at a managing stage now. So the CT scan every 6 months on my liver. At the moment, touch wood, my heart's okay. So, yeah, that's all good. It was a bit of a shock, I think, because I've had such a good, like, I sort of like stepped into everything I was doing apart from running and everything again this year, because my doctor's a my heart doctor's a triathlete, and I said, you know, after the last lot of treatment that I had all last year, I said, you know, whenever we're even walking around the shops, my wife, I'm struggling to keep up, not out of breath, but I'm just feeling as if I'm walking with somebody else's body. He goes, Hugh, you're all right to push it. And I went, I beg your pardon? You're all right to push it? I was out the door, got in the car, booking flights, going for little walks up mountains, just right, doctor said. And it's amazing how, and I think, you know, that I think that's really important with, you know, what you've done with Red January. It's those small moments of motivation that can just carry somebody on for, you know, day, week, year, whatever. I think we've started. Do you know what, Hannah? We've started the show. I've tried. I've tried to do it. What's happened? I think we had a podcast with Gordon and Mike Asbert after they did the race to Meriden, and it was such a disruptive. We couldn't find content. Gordon turned up towards the end. He'd been asleep or feeding his birds. And then I thought, I'm not even going to do intros anymore. I'm just going to jump in, like, you know, you're bombing into like a swimming pool with us. So, Hannah, can you just do a quick bio to the listeners of who you are, but not too much, so we've got a show. And then we'll just talk about the very exciting Red January for 2024.
Of course, let's do it. So I'm Hannah, the founder of Red January. So Red January is a nationwide public health movement that's empowering people to move for their well-being this winter.
Brilliant. Love it. That's an elevator speech. Me, I'd have gone on for hours. Hours. People say, yeah, okay, here, fair enough. But that's the elevator. And that's what it is. You know, and I've been a fan of this and just sharing it and telling people about it since it started in 2016. But the backstory is lovely. Can you explain that? Because I think a lot of the time people think these challenges are just for people who are already fit.
Far from it. From it with Red January. So we, like you say, we've been going now for 8 years, and it started with my mum, my incredible mum. So my mum experiences depression, and she was going through particularly low periods during the winter time. So I was seeing that her depressive symptoms were increasing during that period. And it just got me thinking about what was out there to support my mum and obviously thousands of people across the country that experience mental health challenges. And what I saw, it's one of those things here, you know, when you see something and then you can't unsee it. And there was just nothing really in the winter 8 years ago that was giving us this positive boost to move.
Yeah.
Or connecting us as well. It's almost like we'd accepted in the UK that, you know what, just batten down the hatches, go and be sedentary for a few months, cut yourself off.
Yeah.
And as soon as you start to see that, and it won't come as a massive surprise, it's supported by a huge body of evidence as well, that in the UK we are less active in the winter and there's more reports of lower mood, lower energy levels. If you do experience mental health challenges, your symptoms will likely increase. And having seen that, and seeing the experience of my mum, I couldn't get Beat the Winter Blues out of my head. And then it was very much a 4 a.m. in the morning idea, Red. And it very much started with me and my mum moving every day during January. My mum was going out for dog walks, but we were sharing the experience. And that really is the essence of what Red January is all about. And that hasn't changed in the 8 years that we've been going. So my mum was the original Redder in the community. And now, Redder. I know that came from the Red community as well, which, you know what, this year more than ever, actually, it feels so much like Redders in the community are really shaping what this is, because it means so much to so many different people. People come to Red January for so many different reasons. As we know with movement here, it's not one size fits all, and that's the same with Red January. It's amazing to see the different ways that people are embracing it. But yeah, 8 years on, what we've had, just over 270,000 people across the UK get involved. And my mum's still at the very heart of the community. It's even saying it out loud, it was very surreal.
It's just brilliant. I, like Mama Redda. It's brilliant. Because I think, you know, I've seen it from both sides. I've seen, you know, like you do these, you know, various challenges where put in the big miles or do all these things and stuff. But then I've also seen, you know, I've been lucky enough in a sense to step into this sort of like journey where I'm not as capable. Well, I'm nowhere near as capable as I was before. And then, but you still, as you say, you want to be part of something, you know, you want to, you know, be able to do, you know, like the Red January. And what I really like about the Red January, can I just say this quickly, how simple is your website to use?
It's that, yeah, so I'm glad you found that as well, because yeah, year on year we're looking at ways to simplify it further as well. We probably, if I'm honest, we probably only just scratched the surface of that as well. But it is that, it's really just simplifying and not creating barriers. It's again, it's one of those things where our role really at Red is to reduce the barriers for people to enjoy movement in a way that works for them in their lifestyle. And it starts with the first point in which people engage with Red January. And for a lot of people, that is the website. So we're always thinking that if people went to the website and they're already struggling, it's going to, that's, we're not doing our jobs properly. So,
because I'm going to pass this over as well to my friends who, you know, people with cancer, people who have, you know, especially like neuroendocrine cancer and so on, when some days, you know, we can't even get off the sofa, but you don't want to break the cycle of the 30 days sort of thing. So how can people like who aren't very active at all take part in this or be part of, as you say, the community? I think, as you say, that's the sharing and the experience of it.
There's so many ways, Hugh, and actually what we encourage is that people do listen to their bodies and choose movement that they enjoy. We know that finding that movement that you enjoy can really help, but equally if on some days it means really resting or enjoying a stretch, enjoying gentle movement, perhaps stepping out the front door, embracing a bit of fresh air. It's whatever works for you and your body. And we're so proud this year to be teaming up with, you might have heard of them, Hugh, but it's a campaign called We Are Undefeatables.
Right.
So anyone that's experiencing long-term health conditions or general health conditions, they incredibly put together so many resources and support for people to enjoy movement from the comfort of their own home and to still feel a part of something. So they've created some video content, they've created these really lovely step-by-step guides, and it's all, yeah, put together in such a brilliant way. So we're so pleased to have partnered with them to again make sure that movement is really accessible for everyone, no matter what part of the journey that you're on as well, and obviously in terms of your own life experience. So hopefully that would help support people at this time of year as well.
I think that's massive, that, you know, especially movement, you know, rather than, right, you need to run 12 miles every day or you need to, you know, walk 25 minutes or whatever. There's movement, and I'm just sat on the sofa now looking at my feet and I'm wiggling my toes. And I'm thinking, do you know what? You know, say on a fatigue day or after I have my 21-day injection when I'm a little bit tired, I'm going to be happy with wiggling my toes. Do you know what I mean?
Massively.
For those 2 days. But because you're still within the movement. And, you know, as you said at the start, it comes from the people who are part of it. And I think what's really important as well, it's a prevention as well for people's mental health well-being, which is great, because you haven't got like these tick boxes that you need to achieve each day with the movement. That's brilliant. That is, you know, Hannah. And then, so say if somebody's listening to this now thinking, hey, what do I do and how do I do it?
So
that's you me can every say... day with everything, with any question I'm ever asked. I'm like a dog. I'm like, what? Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do it. What is it?
I'm okay, with you, by the way. I'm with you.
Let's just say no now and again, Hannah. Give yourself a couple of no's. Whose resolution is to say a couple of no's?
I was going to say that we should both agree and commit to saying no more in 2024. But yeah, you can sign up for free as an individual or as a team as well. We've seen so many teams get involved. And when I say team, that means kind of families, sports clubs, workplaces, any kind of environment where you already feel a part of a community, that's a team. So you can sign up for free at join.regenery.com. And when you sign up, really, we'll be with you every step of the way. And again, what that looks like practically is inviting you to join the online Red community. I'm obviously very biased to say this, but they're really special. It's incredible. And you feel a part of something. Like when people are hashtagging and tagging us in, you can just see how people are embracing movement in a way that works for them. And it's a real range of different things. And there will be things that feel relatable to your movement as well, which is brilliant. So
and then talking of movement,
yes.
Like what? So say now I'm working on the tills in Asda with my mates and stuff.
Yes.
You know, not a lot of us go to the gym or anything. What kind of movements could we do? Could our job be the movement?
Massively.
Massively.
Yeah. Is that, yeah. So even standing at the till rather than sitting, maybe doing a few squats. We've teamed up with some movement specialists this year for that very reason. So there's an incredible lady called Carrie Ann, who is a Pilates teacher, and she's been putting together some content for workplaces that's very much like Pilates at your desk. So how you can enjoy some stretches. If you can't get up and get out, what does that look like for you? So there's so many ways, and actually you can have real fun with it as well. I've got this visual of everyone in Asda getting up and enjoying a squat with some star jumps together and getting customers involved as well. What a great way to brighten up a dreary January day.
Yeah, exactly. And where we are on the same peninsula, where agricultural is massive, you know, so... You know, the guys and the girls that are working in the farming industry, they're on their feet every day as well, aren't they? You know, like, because my in-laws, organic milk. So, you know, if you are a labourer, or whatever, it's, you know, as you say, doing a couple of stretches or doing all that, what they're already out. And it's amazing, you know, how you've said the word movement. It really takes down the barriers, doesn't it?
It does.
Say like running, swimming, cycling.
Walking. It really does.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we don't, you won't see us talk about exercise or sport, even though there's a role for those, of course. But with our campaign especially, we're just finding that movement, because sport, I don't know about you, but when I personally think about sport and exercise, I think about certain environments. And actually movement just feels already flexible and inclusive. So we're very much, that's at the heart of everything that we do.
Brilliant stuff. And then what is, because I know like you do, you're not just Mrs. January who pops up and then goes away to Lapland or somewhere like that before Christmas. But what
I wish.
Yeah. And that's it. Yeah. Thanks, January. See you. Bye. Off I go. For the rest of the year, so we, you know, people are enjoying their movement. Is there like Facebook groups or places where people can, you know, carry this on? What happens after January?
There is. Yeah, I'm smiling because I get asked this question so often from friends as well, people that know and love me that are like, Hannah, do you just put your feet up for 11 months of the year? But no, we keep the social channels alive and kicking all year round. And we encourage people to keep sharing what they're up to and the new goals that they're setting or different movement that they're really enjoying and they're keeping moving. And we partner, all of our partners and supporters like Decathlon UK, they're not just with us in the winter, they're with us all year round. And so we do things, actually more recently, we've been starting to host our own Red events as well, where we Redders together. Yeah. Oh, last year, Hugh, you would have loved it. It was, and I know how much you love getting out in nature of what as well, but we went up to the Peak District and we went and enjoyed a hike together. And we recently did something as well with Decathlon. It was called Movement in the Workplace. And we talked about how you could incorporate movement breaks into your working day. So we don't stop at January. We've got a year-round mission. And our mission really is to be a part of shaping policies around movement, making movement very accessible in communities. Also, when you take part in Red January, there's the option to fundraise, and fundraising goes to movement and mental health projects around the UK. So we want to make sure that people know where their money's going on the ground. So we go and join those community projects, and we share the difference that people's money is making as well. So it doesn't stop.
And what kind of fundraising could you do? Like what's been done previously, and you know, say from individuals to you know, couples to groups and clubs and stuff, what kind of fundraising have people done?
Yeah, so people, when they set their Red January challenge, their own personal challenge, they then invite their friends and family to sponsor them as part of that. And what we've seen is actually when you're fundraising as a team as well, it's one of the reasons why we're really encouraging people to buddy up this Red January as well. Yeah. It can help motivate you to fundraise if you feel like it's something that you're able to do as well. We know this time of year can be particularly challenging. But in terms of where the funding goes, so I'll give you an example. We joined them a few months back, actually, and it was a mum and baby session, and basically it was inviting parents to come and enjoy yoga and bring their babies along as well, because what we found was that for so many parents, movement stops to some degree when you have a child, because the opportunities to move are fairly limited, other than you getting out and about with your child. In terms of coming together for movement classes and sessions, it's not fully inclusive. Certainly that's what we've seen anyway. So it was just an absolute joy to know that some of that funding was going towards sessions like that.
Oh, that's great fun. And I think that's what it is as well, the fun factor. You know, I think sometimes when if people have a challenge, it's like, right, we've got to be serious, we're going to do this, just motivational music, blah, 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 blah. It's like, well, hang on. It's January, let's just enjoy it. Let's just stop putting chocolates in our faces and let's just move and so on. So for people to find, is there a Facebook group for people?
There is. Yeah. So we're across Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, all the usual places. So it's just at Red January UK. You can find us there.
And then I am Mr. Merch. I'm currently doing like a trucker's hat audit on the floor, which has to be cleaned as soon as my wife comes back in. But there's I like these, the T-shirts. Can you explain about the Red January T-shirts and what's on the back?
Oh, yeah, I would love to. I don't know which one we've got a few now. We've produced quite a few tops, but the latest one is, let me think. Oh, here, you've put me on the spot.
Sorry, okay. I'm like that. This is what happens whenever we don't prep for the show, we just go straight into it.
I think it's Beat the Winter Blues One Day at a Time.
I'm about to buy all of them anyway.
Or is it Move Every Day Your Way? It's one of those two, I think.
Or is it our shop? Hang on, I'm on the shop. Hang on. So I like those tights. So, moving every day my way.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
Do you still do the calendar one?
We do, yeah. So we've, Decathlon produced the top that you're talking about, which was amazing. So they produced T-shirts for kids and adults and a snood as well. And then we were getting such demand for tops that had the calendar on the back that we produced our own as well. So you've got the choice. So yeah, there's one with a calendar on the back, and then there's one where you can tick off each day as well.
And everybody, listen, don't worry, because like I'm like this. I find what's the word? Hacks. I'm going to give them a hack now for people that want to do Red January. And if you have missed the 16th of December date for your t-shirt that you're going to be ticking off, do a list on a piece of paper, then put it on your t-shirt. Oh my god, just call me Anthea Turner. Just call me Anthea Turner. There's always an excuse to buy really cool stuff.
I'm with you, and actually to help with that, we do have a Red January calendar on the download section of our page. There you go, win-win.
I'm all over this. I want, do you know what I'd love to see? The Red January shoe as a shoe.
Oh, me too, Hugh. How do we make that happen?
I don't know. There's got to be somebody listening to this in some sort of shoe factory going, hey, we've got loads of red shoe. but brilliant. So yeah, and then in terms of the fundraising, like on the website now, there's ways how people can pay or donate and sign up and so on. Is the website, I know this, I'm just asking really like obvious questions, because just in case people, can people, you know, do things on the website past January and so on?
Yeah, so when it's a really good question, and again we get asked it quite a lot, because like you were saying earlier, people want to make sure they can continue what they've started. So when you sign up, basically how it works is you get given a Red January profile, so you have your own dedicated page, and then you can either manually add your activities and fundraising, or you can sync up your fitness tracker. So it syncs up with Strava, MapMyRun, Garmin, a few other fitness trackers as well. So you can do that, and that stays open year round. So that will all kind of aggregate all of your activity, all of those things. So you can see how far you've come as well at the end of the year when you then step into Red January 2025. But yeah, it stays open all year round.
It's fantastic. And yeah, I'm on the socials now. You can sign up there as well, and it's got different videos and information and direction for schools. And everything. It's great. Oh, very exciting. And then, so for little, you know, what I like about this as well, it's got, you know, your mental health tips, but it's also, it's all about, I think, is, you know, I mentioned this, sort of prevention as well, you know, look after yourself. Christmas can be quite a, just, it's just an emotion overload for a lot of people. And it's just knowing that there's Red January to step into, you know, as well. But there's great little, I'm just on 2 days ago on Red January, there's like little like cheat sheets with money, alcohol, grief, eating, and that kind of things. Oh my god, I've just seen somebody archering.
Oh, is that the word?
Yeah, so that's my Christmas list. I've gone from wanting like a really cool hoodie. I'm going to ask Karis, my wife, 3 days before Christmas if I can have a bow and arrow. But brilliant. Oh, that's it. Yeah,
it's so good that we can, because we're partnering with Archery GB, because there's so, I don't know, I wasn't aware of this actually, but there's, it wasn't a huge surprise because all movement has so many benefits, but we were chatting to the team there and they were saying there's so many mental health benefits from archery, because you don't really get the luxury of thinking about anything else. You have to be really focused. Yes. But not just that, again, it's what you were saying earlier about community. There are so many archery communities around the UK and they are so welcoming and inclusive, and we're going to try it for ourselves actually in January with some of the Redders, which I'm really looking forward to. But yeah, when you hear stories like that, and so many people that we spoke to, again, so many different backgrounds, abilities, it's just amazing to see everyone embracing a different activity. And we know through the Red community that people love trying a new activity as part of Red January. So we thought archery might not be one that people perhaps have thought of. So why not profile it as a potential sport as well? And I was just going to say, actually,
No, you go first, and then I'll go with what that's prompted in my brain.
I was just going to say, on the mental health support side of things as well, it's really important to us that we provide support and advice, especially at this time of year, because we know that movement is one part of supporting your mental health and your well-being. So we're in partnership with Mental Health UK. So all the things that you just shared there, really they're to provide some resources and some support as well for everyone at this time of year.
Well, that's so important. And we'll put all that in the podcast notes as well. And what I was going to say about the movement thing, something that I've picked up on this year, and I'm like a nosy parker when it comes to runners and stuff, is asking, because I thought, you know, I've been lucky enough this year to meet quite a lot of the elite runners, and I've asked them, you know, do you have any other hobbies? You know, expecting them just to say, no, I just sleep when I'm not running, or play a little bit of gaming. But there's some fascinating hobbies that these elite runners have that aren't running, but there's still movement in them. And I think to have not like a fallback hobby, but a secondary hobby as well as your running, as well as something else, it takes away the pressure. Or say if somebody does become injured or not feeling like going for a run, then they've got something else to do. And I've just thought as well about twitching. Is that it? You know, whenever you go bird watching.
Ah, yes.
That's movement.
It is. It really is.
I'm just thinking of my niece and nephew now, that we could go out and have a look for a different bird every day in the farm.
Oh, that's lovely.
It's movement, such a lovely idea. And I think it's yes. I think what's brilliant about Red January and the Redders, you know, like you've got an iPhone, it's more than a phone. And Red January is like more than just January, isn't it? It's like...
It is.
Yeah, brilliant.
Oh, there's something in that, Hugh. Because I'm with you. And actually, if I'm honest, it's about the community. And actually, almost movement is the byproduct of it all. The community is the thing that sustains all year round. As we know, motivation and life sometimes, and health and all of those things don't always mean that you can be consistent with your movement. We're human, we're all human beings, so we're all going to have ebbs and flows, but to know that you've consistently got the support of people around you, I just think there's something so powerful in all of that, and every human being deserves that. We all deserve to feel connected and a part of something. So our hope is that Red January can be that thing for people as well, especially at this really dark time of year.
Yeah, 100%. I think what really became very apparent early on in today's podcast was its movement. And, you know, I know a lot of my friends in, like, say, when you're endocrine cancer, it's like, right, yeah. Because it's like, I think because we see so many different groups on Facebook, you know, I'm now in a couple of groups where, you know, we've got members that pass away or die and stuff, just because of that's how it is with cancer. But being able to be part of a movement group gives a sort of, you're not sort of like wearing that, you know, tag, or, you know, that's who you're associated, you become associated with your illness rather than your individuality. So that's why I think the Red January is so important, as you say, for people who aren't active or who have become ill, or especially for people who are injured, who might be feeling really frustrated, you know, if they've had an operation or broken a leg and they're like, oh, you know what I mean? And it helps them, I think, find another hobby. You know, with the movement, you know, they can join my archery and gun club that I'm going to be setting up You know,
your wife's going to be thrilled, Hugh.
As soon as we finish this podcast later on, you know, I've said I'm going to put everything on the notes. No, I'm not. I'm going to be looking for bows and arrows on Amazon with Prime delivery if I have to open it myself. Walking down Bethany with a bow and arrow. Yes, this is my mental health. Just making sure it's okay. Everybody, it's all right. It's okay. Stand back. If you just want to show me, I'm just going to open it up. Double top in darts night with a bow and arrow. Brilliant. That's it.
Oh, that visual is going to stick, Hugh.
Oh, massively. It's just, I'm going to have the best Christmas now. Oh. Who wants clothes and socks and flannels and soap when you can have a bow and arrow? It was like as soon as I saw it, and I was like,
I could
brilliant.
Tell.
Brilliant. Oh, the thing is, though, because I get so excited, the universe makes it happen really quickly. It's like I came up with the idea earlier on in the summer. I said, Karis, I want to get beehives. I want to make my own honey. And she goes, no, because you'll just get bored after about three hours and then it won't happen. But I imagined it so much. I was so excited, like the months before telling Karis. We ended up having like a swarm of bees outside the house. Near one of the trees, so I need to calm down a bit because otherwise I'm going to be sitting with a bow and arrow after the excitement dies down. So I might go for lessons first before I obviously I'm eyeing up the because I'm just saying, I know we've tacked off a bit, but it's one of the easiest sports to represent your country in the Olympics. Not that I've googled that a few years ago. You know, whenever you think, I want to represent you, I think it is. Now there's going to be some champion.
Oh,
there's going to be some champion bow and arrowist. Archery.
I was going to say, I'm not sure.
What they call?
I think it's quite tricky.
What's the bow and arrow person called? An archerist. Archery.
I should know this.
We should know. Oh, sorry, Anna, putting you on the spot. After
the partnership with Archery TV is over.
Oh, crumbs! Who waltzes in with his big blabbermouth? But yeah, but apparently, now I need to Google that as well. Oh, geez whiz. But yeah, now this could be a thing. Easy things to get into the Olympics.
I don't know if I believe that. I think it's actually quite difficult.
Yeah, obviously I'm not going to become an overnight success now. Because in my head, you just pull it, but I've seen two Robin. Anyway, let's get back
if
to
it Red. Starts with Red January, we're all in. That's a great story.
Yeah, so let's get back to Red January just before we close up and I look at lots of information on archery, right? So, for people that want to take part, it's the website. It's also, there's a link on Facebook. Are you on any other socials?
Yeah, so we're on Instagram, Twitter, and we're on LinkedIn as well. I shouldn't say Twitter, should I? X. But yeah, and you can find, if you go to redjanuary.com, it has all the information. So you can hopefully, as you said up front, hopefully the website's a simple experience. So you can really take what you need from it and step over to our socials as well. We would love to have you over there.
Brilliant. And what's your movement for January? What's your plan, daily plan?
Yes. So this year, I've created a team this year, actually. So, I created a team. We're going to set up a bit of a WhatsApp group.
Yes.
And I'm going to mix up my activities. So I'm going to do a different activity every day with a different redder. So I'm going to move around the country, which I cannot wait for. And yeah, so what does it consist of this year? It's a real mix. I'm going to go back to my old primary school and join them for their daily mile. I'm going to try my hand at archery as well, Hugh, if you fancy getting involved with that.
On our journey to the Olympics. Oh, dear God.
So archery, I'm going to go for a sea swim as well. Obviously we know about all the cold water benefits, although very, very safely I'll be in good hands with someone that is very experienced with that side of things. I'm going to also try rollerblading, which I haven't done since I was about 8.
Yes.
So wish me luck. I'm going to do that towards the end of January in case I get injured.
I love it.
So yeah, mixing it up. I can't wait.
And is your mum still with us?
Oh, she is, Hugh. Yeah, good. She is. So
That would have been awkward. I get so excited. I was like, oh yeah, so what's your mum doing?
My mum's gonna be dog walking, and also she works at my old primary school as well, so she'll be joining all the kids for their daily mile, which will be beautiful.
And what dog has she got?
She's got a goodness, why is it left my head? The collie, what's the collie? The doodle collie.
Why don't we know what we're talking about?
I don't know. It's literally the family.
What's happened to the content of this marvelous show? Help! What's the matter here? But yeah, cool. But the thing is, as well, I was just thinking, you know, you've got your fallback. So say, like, if you're fatigued or you're having a tough day and you did plan to go for a dog walk, but you don't feel like it, you can just stroke your dog and play with your dog indoors. That's movement.
So true, Hugh. Yeah. It's exactly that. Any movement counts.
Yeah, even like going to put a kettle on. Oh, come on, what's the matter with my words? Putting the kettle on. Do you know what? I am sort of involved in this podcast now, but I'm just thinking about archery. I'm really sorry. I've checked out. I've gone. It's one of the biggest podcasts of the year. Because it's so excited about Red January, and all I want to do is like get a big bow and arrow, and those like gloves that they've got, like kind of like, God, they've got the gloves, haven't they? Oh my word! Anyway, I'm not being funny.
Shall I leave you to it?
No, hang on. We just got to wrap this up properly. You watch the increase on archery, people, for next year. I've just got to find out what it's called properly, and then schools. Can do it as well. I think that's brilliant because even the walk to school, say if parents want to walk to school or park the car a little bit further away than what they normally do on the school run, that works, doesn't it?
It does. And we see that every year, actually, people doing exactly what you just said, like parking a bit further away. Or we've also seen as well families getting scooters and like scooting their way to school and yes. Having a bit of fun with their kids as well. And The thing that I love, there's so many stories from the Red community, but one of the things that always stands out to me is parents always say, at this time of year, we find that our kids will just go up to their bedroom and we don't really get much connection with them. Because I guess in the school holidays, you're out and about doing a lot more during summer. But actually what this does is it means that families are connecting and they're having fun and kids are sharing more as well when they're out walking alongside their parents. Naturally, things start to come up. So it's rather than sitting across from on the dinner table, like giving someone eye contact. I don't know if you find this, but even just walking alongside someone, it just makes you feel a bit more comfortable sharing stuff. So it's been lovely to hear about that.
It's the sort of the whenever you're coaching somebody, you sit side by side, don't you, rather than face to face, and it breaks down those barriers. But I notice, you know, whenever me and my daughter go for a little walk to the sign and back or the gate and back, which is only like half a mile or a mile, that the chat happens because you're moving sort of thing. But great, I think this is what happens with me. If I get overexcited in a podcast, I'm just like as if I've met my sort of like pop star favourite band. And I'm like, yeah, awesome. And then you look at all your show notes, you thought, like, didn't ask that, crumbs. Brilliant. Is there any more news with Red January and Redders at all before I write down? I will write down the notes. I want to be accountable. I'm going to do that before I look on Archery Weekly.
I think we've covered all the main bits, and you know where I am. If you want to pick back up the conversation at the end of January, and lots of your listeners get involved, and would love to hear how they're embracing Red January as well. But we'd love to join you for some archery.
Yeah, and then I'll probably be bored of that by about 4 o'clock. You know, the movement side of things as well. I'm just going to ask on the movement law. Mm. Are people allowed to go and drive as part of movement?
So drive somewhere to then go and enjoy.
Or just driving, going for a spin with friends. Is that allowed?
Good question. Have I blown it?
I've blown it in January.
We'd encourage you to actively travel, so leave the car behind.
Right.
And enjoy some movement. Where possible, only if that works for you. But yeah, where possible, we'd say leave the car behind and walk instead, if it's feasible.
Because I just had the thought at the top of my head was maybe go for a spin in my car around town, listening to some ABBA music and maybe singing and then coming back home.
Oh,
but no, if I walk around town singing to ABBA, that's going to be better, isn't it, with my bow and arrow. Hello? Are you still there? Oh, she's gone. Hello? Hello? And just like that, ladies and gentlemen,
hello? Hugh, I am so sorry.
Look, we'll edit. Well, no, we'll leave this in because people might have thought she's hung up on him. This is brilliant. This is what Jai Jana. This is her first step in saying no to doing things. Brilliant. He's empowered her. And I haven't gone straight onto the archery website of Great Britain. Brilliant stuff. So yeah, anyway, in terms of movement and so on, for clubs that are already moving already, that's a great way to get the new members for January activated, because I think that whenever you are joining a new club or something, the call for action, if you've got like a project or a challenge behind it, then that's great as well, isn't it? So say if you're...
So true.
Yeah, you know, especially like Couch to 5K, for instance. The days that you aren't doing your Couch to 5K, because a lot of people will be starting the Couch to 5 running or the Couch to 5 walking, but the days that they're not doing their sessions, they can still go and do like a walk to the gate and back or wherever. And then that's part of the Red January, the movement. Or they're doing like... bit of Pilates or yoga, and there's so many things you can do. Whenever you're using the word movement, it's so more fluid than using being active, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. And we moved away from that in recent years as well, the active sport side of things. So it's very much rooted in movement. And we also know that in itself could feel a bit overwhelming, because you're like, as you're describing there's so many ways you could move. Yeah. And so trying to find movement that you personally enjoy, rather than just going, oh, I should really run, and that's cool too. Like, why not try it? Who knows? You might really enjoy it, and that's brilliant. But again, our role at Red is to share the different ways that you could move in your local community as well. Because we know that if something's just a walk away, either your local run club or your archery club some fitness sessions or your local gym, or that you'll be more inclined to keep it going, because it's just it then becomes just a natural part of your day, or your walking club. There's so many things, or even connecting with your neighbor who's got a dog and going for a dog walk, or families down the street, you could all walk from school together, anything like that. It's just finding those connections in your local community and how you can come together to move in a really fun way as well.
Yeah, it's good. And that's the importance that you're saying. It's the fun, you know. This is why humans are on Earth. We're here to have fun, sort of thing. So that brilliant. I'm excited. The initial hit of the archery's gone, and I've gone back to normal now of planning. And I think, what's a good way to look at different movements? Because a lot of people that will be listening to the show are trail runners or walkers and so on. If they write a list of 10 things they've never done before, which involves movement, and then pick out a couple, that's always a fun thing to do as well, isn't it? You know, to take
yourself out of your... Oh, I love that idea.
Yeah.
I love that idea. We saw actually there was a redder last year that did just that. They approached it in a couple of ways. Either their friends nominated an activity for them, and then they had to go and do it as part of their Red January pledge. And they tried so many different things, and they've continued salsa dancing, which isn't something that they ever even considered before, but a friend nominated that. And then also we've had people put something in a hat, like different activities, and they choose one. And that's how they would celebrate the end of Red January. So again, it was something that would get them out of their comfort zone, but they actually really wanted to do as well. So for this person, it was a sea swim. They went on, what was it, Red January 31st, I think last year. And they just, yeah, had fun in the seas to celebrate how far they'd come. So there's so many creative ways that you can come at it. That will hopefully then boost your enjoyment with it as well. It's good to mix it up. It's great to mix those things up. And who knows, you might find a hobby that stays with you for the rest of your life as well, which would just be incredible.
That's a great way. It's like a secret Santa in a sense.
Yeah, you know, it's that.
You're getting like a gift of, you know, right, we've got you this. Here's some like vouchers to go and try. But rather than here's a movement that, you know, if you want to give that a go, for a specific day. I think that's good. I like a random one because it brings so much difference into everything. Hannah, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to go and have a good look at the website and treat myself to some of the merch. I like the buffs, the snoods.
Snoods are great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great word. I'm not going to ask you where does that word come from because we both don't know. I'm going to find out where it comes from. But there we are. But brilliant. Hannah, thank you ever so much. And then, you know, you've got the red, I want to say Red October. I've got Nicolas Cage on my brain. You've got the Red January. And then if people want to contact you, you're available to come and speak to people and so on, aren't you? Well, not like just to go around the houses, obviously. But like, say, like clubs, businesses and so on. You know, you can go and speak to people and crowds and stuff about mental health and motivation. Absolutely. And stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, would love to. Always love joining organisations. And so I am happy to share my email address as well. So it's hannah@redtogether.com. Oh my goodness. Sorry. I know you're going to have to edit that bit. So you can email me at hannah@redtogether.co.uk.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Hannah, I'm going to let you go. Thank you ever so. Have a great Christmas.
Oh,
what's your plan on Christmas Day? Are you a keep fitter? Will you go for and do like a swim or a run, or will you just start eating chocolates heavily at 6 o'clock in the morning?
It'll be a combination. I like to mix it up as well. But I love a walk on Christmas Day. You know, my hope is that it's like that crisp weather, you know, the bright blue sky,
yes,
sun. Oh, love that kind of weather. So yeah, we'd love to get out for a walk on Christmas Day. People are so friendly. People are friendly in general, but I just find on Christmas Day
they're drunk. They've been on the fizz since five. The children have woken them up at two and they don't know what's going on. They're not friendly, they're drunk. You know, like people say, oh yeah, everybody's rosy cheeked and wrapped up warm. It's because they need the clothing to keep them walking straight because they've been on it since five. It's ridiculous. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, come over to our house. Yes. And then they're snoring. Brilliant. I love it. Hey, listen, have a great Christmas. And thanks for all of this. We'll get this out before January. I say we, the royal we. I'll get this out before January. We'll put everything in the notes and we'll share it. Brilliant stuff. But Hannah, thank you ever so much and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you for having me.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.